education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Friday, August 2nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Sherry O'Donnell's on the line. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
Man, we are so looking forward to 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. I cannot wait for this thing to be over. I'm sure you're in the same boat, but you've got a lot of things happening, a lot of momentum. Signs are going out. People are putting them in their pickup trucks and driving around town with them. More and more county endorsements, boots on the ground, volunteerism is going through the roof. But you still have a few last minute things you need to accomplish. What do you want to say to the folks?
So first off, Trucker, I want to thank the volunteers. I want to thank those people that have supported us, not only contributed financially, but, you know, telling other people about us. So my first thing today, Trucker, I want to thank everybody. We are in the last lap, the last mile of a marathon. You know, I ran a marathon several years ago, Trucker, for the Leukemia Society. And when we trained, we were always told, hey, hang on to that reserve because you want to come in full and strong. Trucker, we're in that last mile. So number one, thank you. But what do I need right now? I need people the day of polls and even now. Take some of our yard signs that have been in your yard. Go down the poles. Make sure you're 100 feet away from the entrance. Go down the poles. One of the other things, Trucker, that's been super effective, people to go through their phone contacts and let people know that I'm the candidate to vote for. I had one of my volunteers contact 858 people last Tuesday in an hour and a half. She typed up something, wrote it out, then copy and pasted text. When you're getting a personal text from somebody that you know as opposed to one of these robo-texts, you're going to listen to it. That's been super effective.
Now, we are doing that up here in our listening area already. I've created text messages for Sheboygan, Presqu'île, Emmett County, Mackinac County, Gaylord, Otsego County, Charlevoix. We're putting that information out there as well. And I'm asking people to basically share it. You know, like you say, you send it to somebody personally, but have them go through their contacts and then forward it to, you know, their friends and family that are in their phones. And I had one listener said, thank you for sending me Sheboygan. Had you, of course, at the top, Sherry O'Donnell for Senate and Josh Saul for Congress and the state reps, et cetera, et cetera. She said, I already sent it out to 42 people while at work. She's doing it while she's at work, and she's already sent it out to 42 people.
Yep, so that's been super effective, Trucker. The other thing, truly, is somebody grabbed a couple of our signs and they put it on their tractor and they went through town with it on their tractor. But people are putting our signs in there, as you said earlier, the windows, you know, the back windshield, the windows, and just getting it out there. We've got so much momentum, so much enthusiasm, and people are just pretty convinced that we're doing this. Somebody texted me yesterday and the literature, they can't keep it in their office in St. Clair and in the Sanilac area. They can't keep our literature. He said, Doc, anyway, you're going to be back up here. We're almost out of literature, and otherwise I'm going to have to just print off what I can. It's not going to be the cardstock, but I need to print it off. People are excited about me. So, Trucker, we've got the enthusiasm. Tomorrow I'm going to be at the Intercessors for America meeting. They're giving me an hour to speak in Grand Rapids, and the group is praying over me. But we've reached into so many different demographics of people. That's part of the exciting thing. The other thing is there's a lot of county fairs right now. Go down to one of the county fairs, grab one of our signs or grab some of our literature, tell people at the county fairs. They've been very open and receptive.
Well, one of the things I know is last minute is the radio commercials on different stations. You've been able to get a couple other stations to pick them up as well. Tell the folks what the plan is, last minute messaging regarding radio advertising.
So we do have some radio saturated areas that we're trying to do. Again, of course, the rate limiting factor, Trucker, is the money. So if anybody wants radio, please get on my website. Let's get us over the finish line with some of those radio ads. But we also have another ad that Dom and Jen Theater are doing that literally says that America is dying and has the heartbeat tone and then call in the doctor. It's really pretty powerful, but we need to get those last little bit out. So for the next today, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, going into Tuesday. So 5 days of radio ads, just hitting the airline, hitting the airwaves rather. So the more that you can help with that would be fantastic, but stay attuned. And guys, as Trucker said, Tuesday night, I believe we're going to be the victors.
Excellent, excellent. Again, the website, folks, is docsherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com. Just click on the donate button, send whatever you can. That is going to go directly at this point, Sherry, toward those radio advertising and getting the message out.
Radio, and then we've got a couple Facebook ads we're going to do, but absolutely, that's the last of it is just get the ads going so that people hear us before they go to the polls. Yep.
Excellent, excellent. One last question for you. The tour of all the things you've been doing, and I know you're crazy busy this weekend, all the things you're doing, but at some point, I've done everything I can do. It's in God's hands. Basically giving up, campaigning and just basically trying to get back to normal life before the vote on Tuesday. Are you planning on being at any polling places specifically on Tuesday? Or are you basically just going to sit home and watch the results come in?
Oh, I'm not going to sit home. We'll still hit some of the fairs. We'll be at some of the polling booths. We've got some people. A lot of our volunteers are going to the polling booths. I'm going to scatter myself kind of across the 5th District. I feel like I haven't paid near as much attention as I have to the 5th District because they all know me, but I can't take, it's kind of like taking your own children home for advantage. I want to make certain that we spend some time. So we'll be in Monroe and we'll be in Saginaw. We're going to be in Cass County. I was in Cass County Fair earlier this week. So, no, I'm not sitting home waiting for the results. We're going to be active. And then once I do win, I'm going to continue, obviously, to be as active. But if for some reason I shouldn't, I'm still going to stay in the fight, Randy, because we've got to win the Republican, and the Republicans need to take power again.
Absolutely. Cannot let Elisa Slotkin be the next U.S. Senator for the next 30 years.
Nope. And that's one of the biggest things, Randy, that I've been strongest about is I know as a female physician, I am the strongest candidate to come against her evil messaging that says it's okay to transgender our children and post-term abortion. Not only late-term, not only abortion, but post-term abortion. Trucker, there's no one else because as soon as she starts saying that, it's mental health care and it's health care to transgender a child, I will ask her for her medical license as I slam mine on the table. No one stronger, guys, to get that messaging stopped.
Absolutely. Well, one commercial she's running already, and I found it to be interesting, is she's not really talking about policy. She's not talking about any issues. She's talking about why she's running. And she brought up her mother who developed cancer. And, she had to come home and quit her job, take care of her mom. She couldn't get her insurance coverage. So this is basically why I'm running, almost with a tear in her eye. And I thought, okay, that's all fine and good. It's why you're running, but what are your issues? What are your policies? And really, like Rogers, she doesn't have anything listed on her website either.
Nope. And Trucker, because if you stand for nothing, you can fall for anything.
Well, one of the things I think is really important, And Sherry, this is something you and I have talked about before, is messaging and getting the information out there. And if people go to your website, they see where the policy issues are. They see exactly where you stand on different things, term limits, the border, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is, final, I guess, statement, final plea, a couple of minutes here to wrap up. What would you like to say to the folks that they could take and actually share with their friends and family, maybe something you've never said before on the radio, something that's never been out there on the campaign? What messaging would you like to say in this final hour?
Trucker, that's a good question as far as what I haven't said before. I am running because, number one, I feel called of God to do this. Number two, I'm running for our kids. When I saw the movie Sound of Freedom, it gripped all of our hearts. For me, it was the epiphany how badly they are coming against our kids. It was a whole lot easier, Trucker, for me to stay in my home, go to bed at night in my bed, stay in my medical practice, have a steady income coming. Instead, I'm doing this because we need fighters, but we need fighters with a heart. And I am that steel dressed in velvet, because we need somebody that cares. I care for our younger generation. I care for our young adults that don't think they're ever going to own a home because of the inflation. I care for what's happening with the elderly. I'm in it for that heart of compassion. But I've got that heart of compassion, the same that, you know, that has motivated my practice for so many years. But I'm the fighter that's not going to step down. I'm not beholden to any bureaucrats. And I certainly am a Michigander. Mike Rogers, I'm not even certain where the man's living. He's got a $1.7 million home in Florida. No full legal address. No full legal house on his address here. He's not been from Michigan. I did tell somebody that when my patients go to Florida for the wintertime, we call them snowbirds. When they move there, we call them residents. I'm in it for we the people. I'm in it to be that public servant and to be the voice of we the people.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, I know you're busy. I know you're back in practice today trying to take care of some patients and then getting back out there. And everything's on the website, folks. Again, it's Doc, D-O-C, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com. Donate, if you can, $20, $50, $100, whatever you can. This is going to be last-minute messaging, getting it out there on the radio, Facebook ads, and keep working it all the way through, I guess, 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. Hey, Sherry?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Well, you stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Trucker. God bless you. God bless America. Let's get it done, folks. Let's get her done.
Amen. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Again, DocSherry2024.com is the website. Go to the website. You can check it out there, all her policies, her platforms, her issues, and donate if you can. This is going to be a last-minute telethon, basically, is what she's trying to do. The ads are in place. She has radio stations ready to run them. She just needs the money to cover it. And this is going to be last-minute messaging that she plans on doing. If you'd like any information about the candidates, whatever county you live in, whatever area you live in, please text me that information. I will respond as soon as I can. Mostly, probably most of these that are coming in today for Presqu'île, Emmett County, etc., I will get to those right at 12 noon when I get off the microphone, and will be available all weekend long as this show repeats until Monday morning at 9 o'clock here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Again, I have created text messages specific to these counties, township, a couple townships that I'm interested in, Tuscarora Township, the city of Sheboygan. Very much want to appeal to the folks listening who live in the city limits of Sheboygan. Please vote for Robert Heikkinen to be your county commissioner. Retired, loyal listener to the show, didn't get any support from the local county party, retired, doesn't have the money, the resources to buy signs and cards, basically a good patriot, has great ideas to come to the county commissioner's board with. He'll be a strong fighter for us there in the commissioner's meeting room. Robert Heikkinen in the city limits of Sheboygan for county commissioner. Other races that we're looking at, Sheboygan County Sheriff John Studer. Of course, the state reps, you know who they are. U.S. Senator candidate Sherry O'Donnell, Josh Saul for Congress, Neil Fritzky for the 107th, Todd Smallenberg for the 106th, Christian Marcus for the 105th, and then other individual races. But as I get text messages this afternoon, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, early Monday morning, will absolutely send you the text message so that you can share it with friends, family, contacts, people you know in Sheboygan, Sheboygan County, the city of Sheboygan. We get this information out, Tuscarora Township. We get it out to Emmett County. We get it out to the 107th. Folks, we can get the message out to the people so they understand, don't listen to those mailers. Don't buy what they're trying to push. We got to prove to these people that negative attacks, these negative campaign mailer efforts, last minute especially, don't work. As a matter of fact, they motivate us to vote for the other person. Let's prove to them that negative campaigning doesn't work, not going to buy it, and have it backfire on them. maybe, just maybe, they'll start showing up at debates. Maybe, just maybe, they will be accountable to the people, have to answer questions about their voting record. This is something we need to do, people. And the best way to do it at this point is direct text messaging. That's the best way to do it. Absolutely. Because if you can send direct text messages to your contacts and ask them to share it as well, this is grassroots, people. This is you saying, these are the people I'm voting for. This is who I think you should vote for. Please share this information with everybody. People would rather vote for somebody that they get a text message from a friend than relying on mailers or radio ads or TV ads or anything like that. A personal text message from a friend or somebody that you know is absolutely the best way to get the information out there. They trust it. Why? Because they know you. They know if you're voting for these people, well, this is who I want to vote for. And I hate to tell you, but there is a large number of people right now who are undecided. They don't know. They don't know these candidates. They've never been to any events. They haven't listened to this show. That's why you have to get this information out to people. So again, I've created these text messages for these certain counties and areas. Text me that information. I'll respond with the list. All you have to do is copy it and paste it to a text message or forward my text that I send to you. Just push on it and hold it. It'll give you the ability to forward it, and then you can forward it to anybody in your contact list. We can do this. Especially if this is going to be a low turnout on Tuesday. Some people don't even know that there's an election on Tuesday. I can't believe that. But as we're out there door knocking, yeah, I heard something, but I'm not really sure what day it is. Well, it's this coming Tuesday. And this is the Friday show that's going to repeat all weekend long. You can share the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. You can tell people to listen on demand on the podcast. It will rebroadcast Monday morning from 6 to 9. And then, of course, I'll be back live Monday morning, 9 to noon, and we will be wrapping up the election through Tuesday. And like Dr. Sherry, we're going to talk about it. We're going to share the information. We're going to get this stuff out there to the people, and we need your help. Just text me the city or the county that you're interested in, the township you're interested in, and I'll do the best I can to get you the information. And I got to be honest, I don't have candidates for all of the smaller local levels. I don't have candidates for every race, and I apologize. And one person, of course, I'm going to add to the Sheboygan list is Dar Olson. She's running for clerk there in Inverness Township in Sheboygan County. We're going to add her to the list as well. Dar, I'm sorry I overlooked you the last few I've sent out, but we'll get them out going forward. So that's it, folks. That's basically it for this week. And again, it will repeat all weekend long. If you want somebody to listen, just tell them to go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on the stream player, or listen on demand, click on podcast. Music's playing. That means we're going back to the music. Memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great, fantastic weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on the microphone on Monday.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I pay